This is Apollo Control at 6 hours, 16 minutes ground elapsed time.
I've got a short update for your erasable load update as contained in the back of the GNC checklist. Three addresses to update. Over.
Okay, go ahead.
Turn to page G9-4.
Okay, Gordo, go ahead. I got the GNC checklist up now.
Okay, 9-4. The first one is changing NBDX, the static drift compensation for the X-gyro. Under load alpha, the octal ID number 11, which now reads 77332, change that to 00377. Over.
Understand, that's Alpha Octal ID 11, where it now says 77332, change that to read 00377.
That's affirmative. And load Bravo, IDs 4 and 5 are changed. This changes TFM to correspond with actual liftoff. And load 4, which is now 30560, change that to 32251. And while you're still writing, change the next one, load or ID number 5 from 10,000 to 26157.
Roger, understand that's column Bravo, IDs 4 and 5, change 4 to 32251. And 5 to 26157.
That's correct. That's that takes care of it, Al.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. Apollo 15 now 27,621 nautical miles out from Earth. Velocity now 11,498 feet per second. Spacecraft communicator Gordon Fullerton passed up some troubleshooting procedures on the apparent short circuits that are causing some spurious indications not only in the spacecraft cockpit, but also here in the control center through telemetry. The pilot valves were open, the Delta V lights turned off on the EMS, or the entry monitor system. Thrust controller was rotated clockwise and back to neutral. The SPS thrust switch was turned to direct on and then back to normal. And the first six steps of the entry monitor system Delta V check were run. It was noticed the SPS engine light on was brighter during the deceleration period. And at that point, the troubleshooting was terminated for the time being while the systems engineers here in Mission Control mull over the situation, and also the people in the spacecraft analysis office, so the so-called SPAN room. No great amount of concern here over the apparent short circuit that's causing these indications. But further attempts will be made to isolate what the cause of the indications are. Guidance, navigation, and control officer should be briefing the flight director before too long on what his recommendations are. And at 6 hours 22 minutes, ground elapsed time, still live on air ground, this is Apollo Control.